Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for Amy's Kids Show. And I am so excited to be here today. I am so excited. I'm always so excited to come in here. And today, I actually, once again, found way too much amazing music and stories and friends that I've met along the way while I was researching today's subject. And I'm super excited to introduce you to everybody that I've met along the way. And it might take more than one episode, but we'll see how far we can get today, because today we are celebrating one of the amazing things that humans do when we come together. And this is such an amazing thing. It's something that humans do everywhere around the world, just naturally. And of course, humans being the wild creatures that we are, we all do it in different ways. We all individualize our ways of doing this. What is it that I could possibly be talking about? Well, probably lots of things, but I'll just tell you. Have you ever wanted to be in a band? I know I've wanted to be in a band ever since I was little. Have you ever wanted to be in a musical band? Maybe you want to play the drums or the guitar like I wanted to play when I was a little girl. Anybody out there want to play the piano, the keyboards? How about the triangle or the blocks or the cymbals? Well, whatever kind of instrument you want to play, I am sure there is a band out there looking for you. Yes, you and all of your amazing talents that you're going to discover along the way, right? As you learn how to play your instrument and you learn the language of your particular instrument, then you can start to get creative, right? And make it your own and also make friends, right? And see who else wants to play their instrument alongside your instrument. And before you know it, well, you might have a neighborhood band. You might have a marching band. You might have, oh goodness, all kinds of bands. We're going to have a little bluegrass mountain music band story today, because actually, I should introduce my special guest. His name is Mousy, all right? He's a banjo mouse from the Appalachian Mountains. And his book is called Mousy Highway. And so we're not just going to read this book today. Mousy and his friends are going to play their book for us today. Isn't this exciting? Some mountain music. We've got some Caribbean beach music with steel drums. We've got fiddles in the middle. And of course, we've got lots of barnyard animals because they love to get in on the action. Thanks for joining me. Let's get started.
Pass the baton around the circle and try not to let drop. Pass the baton around the circle until you hear the music stop. And when you hear the music stop, if you have the baton in your hand, lift your head up nice and tall. Proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band. Who has the baton? Lift your head up nice and tall. Proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band. Play the flute with a rooty tooty 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 toot. Play the drum with a rum tum 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 tum. Play the trumpet clear. The baton. Who has the baton? Lift your head up nice and tall. Proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band. Play the flute with a rooty tooty 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 toot. Play the drum with a rum tum 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 tum. Play the trumpet clearly, let it blare. Crash the cymbals loudly in the air. Get ready, pass the baton. Has the baton. Lift your head up nice and tall. Proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band. Play the flute with a rooty tooty 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 toot. Play the drum with a rum tum 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 tum. Play the trumpet clearly. Everyone choose an instrument and play along.
Let's all pitch in and do our thing and make a better world to live in. Wouldn't it be
Can understand. When the Band Comes Marching In is a great song for movement and role playing, as well as learning about different musical instruments. It introduces the name of each instrument and the sounds they make, making it a great song for young music lovers and learners. Now let's get started. Oh, when the drum comes marching in. Oh, when the drum comes marching in. It goes. When the drum comes marching in. Oh, when the tuba comes marching in. Oh, when the tuba comes marching in. It goes. When the tuba comes marching in. Oh, and the trumpet comes marching in. Oh, and the trumpet comes marching in. It goes. When the trumpet comes marching in. Oh, and the trombone comes marching in. Oh, and the trombone comes marching in. It goes. When the trombone comes marching in. Oh, and the clarinet comes marching in. Oh, and the clarinet comes marching in. It goes. When the clarinet comes marching in.
Which band instruments have you been marching around playing this morning or today or whenever you're listening to this radio show? Oh my goodness, whatever time of day it is, it's probably a good time to practice your instrument, right? So how many of you out there were walking around practicing your air trumpet? Anybody playing the trumpet out there? Or how about the drums? Those are pretty hard to resist, aren't they? When you hear the drums playing, right? You want to kind of like get your arms going and get that rhythm, right? And practice that. What about air guitar? Now, I was just talking with some friends who were playing air guitar, listening to one of my shows a couple weeks ago, and I'll tell you what. They said at the end of the song they smashed their air guitars. It's a much better idea to smash an air guitar than a real one. I definitely recommend that. But how cool, right? So everybody likes to get into it, and I know I used to want to play the guitar. Has anybody out there ever wanted to play an instrument? Now, raise your hand if you've ever wanted to play an instrument. Let's start with that. Okay, now raise your other hand if you ever actually have played an instrument. Did you follow your dream? Did you actually try it? If you did, give yourself a round of applause with those two outstretched hands. Absolutely. And I know I did. I tried. I tried to play guitar. When I was in fourth grade, I was very lucky to have guitar lessons. And I think it was for my birthday or Christmas, I got a special guitar that was the right size for me, right, for a kid. And I went to those guitar lessons, and boy, I really wanted to play. But I didn't practice. I did not practice. And every time I would show up at that lesson, and my guitar teacher would say, "You didn't practice, did you?" And I'd have to admit, no, I didn't. And do you know why he could tell? Well, because for my little fingers holding those guitar strings, it hurt, right? Because guitar strings take a lot of getting used to. Even if you're a grown-up, it takes a lot of getting used to pressing down those strings hard enough. And sometimes it does, well, let's just be honest, it will hurt our fingers at first until we build up calluses. Well, my guitar teacher kept promising me that if I stuck with it, right, that I would build up the calluses I needed on my fingers. Those are those tough bits of skin that cover up places where we work hard over and over and over again. We get calluses in those places on our skin. And I just never, ever could try long enough to get the calluses. So do I play guitar now? No. Nope, only air guitar for me. And maybe I'll pick it back up again someday, because it turns out, here's the good news, folks, there are no rules when it comes to music, right? And when it comes to being in a band, and when it comes to following your passion in particular. And I have to tell you that my brother, he started playing guitar, I think it was his last year of high school. So he was like 18 years old when he started playing guitar. Now that breaks the rules, right? You're not supposed to actually achieve that much if you start so late, right? Everybody's always like, you gotta start early. You gotta start playing those instruments when you're young. Well, he waited, but guess what? He actually had a lot of success with that. He got really good at it. He played with a lot of bands. He started his own bands. He recorded music and wrote songs. I mean, nothing could stop him. So just goes to show you there are no rules, right? It's just about following your passion, and when you follow your passion, your friends will arrive. Well, that's what today's story is all about, and that's why we are learning about music and bands. I had this book sent over to me at the radio station by the author. All right, the author is Michael Jonathan. He's a song and fable. He sings, and he's a folk singer. And this book is not only a fable that he wrote, but it's also a song. So he sings the fable. He's a folk singer. And his main guy is a banjo player called Banjo Mouse. And this book is called The Adventures of Banjo Mouse in the Appalachian Mountains, where he has his band. And we're going to get to meet all of his bandmates and how they came to be together. And you can listen and learn to hear those sounds of each of the instruments and see if you can pick them out, right? And maybe if you hear a fiddle, maybe you can play an air fiddle so that the people in the room with you know that, hey, I heard that fiddle and I'm practicing. Maybe if you hear the banjo, right? That's my favorite thing. I think I should have probably started with the banjo, right? Just like Mousy here. Mousy Highway is his name. Mousy Highway and his banjo band here. maybe I should have started with the banjo. Maybe that would have been a little bit of an easier one for me. Maybe it's not too late. Maybe I will start with the banjo. All right, folks. Well, I'm going to start this story, or this song, actually. It's a song and fable by Michael Jonathan, Mousy Highway. Thanks for joining me.
Up and down.
Up and down.
This is the adventure of Banjo Mouse. He didn't have a bed and he didn't have a house, but he had a lot of friends wherever he'd go, 'cause he knew a bunch of songs on the old banjo. Then one night in the Appalachian Hills, he heard a lonesome sound and everything got still. In the silvery moon, just sitting on a rock, he found a new friend named Fiddle Fox. Well, he and Fiddle Fox played all night long. They played a lot of tunes and they sang a lot of songs. When the sun came up, they had no place to go till they met a new friend named Doggy Dobro. He could bend them up high and bend them down low. With the fiddle and the banjo, they would laugh and shout. It was a dream come true for Banjo Mouse. Now the whole band knew something was amiss, and you could hear it so plain, you could hear it if you listened. They mumbled and they grumbled till they knew the truth, when up from the holler came Mando Moose. Had Mando lovin', he could play his mandolin even when he was a runnin'. He could play it so fast he had everyone shouting. It echoed through the hollers of Blue Moon Mountain. Now Banjo Mouse knew they wouldn't get far. They had a real fine band, but they needed one more. He wondered and he pondered and he wished upon a star, and down from the hill came Kitty Guitar. Was a six-string kitty that could pick and sing. Banjo Mouse made the banjo ring. No one played the fiddle like Fiddle Fox could, and Doggy Dobro made the song sound good. Banjo Mouse stopped and said, "Hey, wait a minute, it's a real fine band, but there's something not in it. We all want to play a real big show, but the show won't go unless we play it down low." Then from the bushes came a rumbling sound. It shook all the trees and it rattled the ground. And down from the mountain with a smile on his face came Little Bitty Beaver with a great big bass. Well, from Blue Moon Mountain to the hollers all around, the people all gathered for that bluegrass sound. They sang and they cheered again and again. Everybody loves the Mousy Highway Band.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Up and down the Mousy Highway, blue
There's a fiddle in the middle, there's a banjo on the right, a mandolin that's on the left, is playing mountain music every night. There's a fiddle in the middle, there's a banjo on the right, a mandolin that's on the left, is playing mountain music every night.
They can play it high, they can play it low, they can make it fast and they can make it slow. When you hear that music on the radio, you can spin your partner, you can dose and go.
There's a fiddle in the middle, there's a banjo on the right, a mandolin that's on the left, is playing mountain music. There's a fiddle in the middle, there's a banjo on the right, a mandolin that's on the left, is playing mountain music every night. There's a fiddle in the middle, there's a banjo on the right, a mandolin that's on the left, is playing mountain music every night.
One. One, two, three, and...
some different solos, so listen carefully for your part.
Well, I got some bells that I can play. I got some bells I play this way. Well, I got some bells and I got me a shaker. I got some sticks and a tambourine in the rock and roll. I got me a shaker, and I got some sticks. I got a tambourine in the rock and roll rhythm band. Now I got me a block that I can play. Now I got me a block I play this way. Well, I got me a block and a triangle. I got some bells and I got me a shaker. I got some sticks
Now, everyone, play together very quietly. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, now, play louder.
Dance like the wave of the sea. My cousin, his priest in Kilvarnet, my brother in Muckawuppwee.
Oh, I love my fiddle, I love my song, I love to sing and dance along. Get up in the morn and stretch my arms and start all over again.
I passed my brother and cousin, they read in their books of prayer. I read in my book of songs I bought at the Sligo Fair.
Oh, I love my fiddle, I love my song, I love to sing and dance along. Get up in the barn and stretch my arms and start all over again.
Come to the end of time, to Peter sitting in state, he will smile on the three old spirits, but call me forsooth the gate.
Oh, I love my fiddle, I love my song, I love to sing and dance along. Get up in the morning, stretch my arms and start all over again.
For the good are always the merry, saved by an evil chance, and the merry love the fiddle, and the merry love to dance.
Oh, I love my fiddle, I love my song, I love to sing and dance along. Get up in the barn and stretch my arms and start all over again.
Will all come up to me with here's the fiddler a dooney and dance like the wave at the sea.
Oh, I love my fiddle, I love my song, I love to sing and dance along. Get up in the morn and stretch my arms and start all over again. Oh, I love my fiddle, I love my song, I love to sing and dance along. Get up in the morn and stretch my arms and start all over again.
In disguise. Oh, windy palm trees sway. Go where the tide rolls in and out and in. Then begin your day with a little rhythm man. Throw your cares away. Yeah, we can laugh and dance the whole day through. Cause my buddy Julio plays in an island band, down at the beach in the summer sand. Everybody thinks that the music's grand. Listen to the beat and you'll understand why Julio in an island band all day. Listen to him play. Oh, he hits the notes just right. Oh, and the boy can sing. Yeah, making songs is what he's born. The reason Julio plays in an island band, down at the beach in the summer sand. Everybody thinks that the music's grand. Listen to the beat and you'll understand why Julio plays in an island band all day. Listen to him play.
Sand.
canto simple.
Well, folks, we've done it. We've done it again. We have come to the end of Amy's Kids Show for today. And I just could not resist taking a little ride out to the islands to hear some steel drums. Wasn't that amazing? I was just sitting here playing my air steel drums, imagining the day when maybe I'd like to learn them for real. Anybody out there feeling inspired? Right? I mean, maybe you want to join an island band and play relaxing beach music like we just heard. Oh, it was so relaxing to spend some time with the waves and the beach, right? Or maybe you want to play a mountain band, right? Play the banjo or a fiddle like our friend Mousy Highway there. maybe you want to play a marching band in a marching band with a nice big drum, bum, 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 and you get to walk around and be in parades. What could be more fun than that, right? You want to play the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, the drums, the bass, the guitar, the triangle, the tambourines. I've always wanted to play the tambourines, a trumpet, a saxophone. What do you feel like out there? Anybody inspired? We have heard from all kinds of instruments today. And who's behind those instruments? Well, creative folks like you. And I want to put a special shout out there for our friend who brought us this book, Mousy Highway, which was a song and fable by folk singer Michael Jonathan. Michael Jonathan, wherever you are, thank you for sending me this book, because it sounds like you know about me, right? I love to make new friends. I love to learn new things. And mice, especially, right, have been special guests on this show, Amy's Kid Show, for a long time. So maybe some of you out there know somebody who would like to be a guest on Amy's Kid Show. Maybe you'd like to be a guest on Amy's Kid Show. Maybe you have a book that you wrote or a book that you've read. Or a song that you really like, right? That you'd like to send me. I know I've had some friends send me the Okie Dokie Brothers. I had never heard of the Okie Dokie Brothers until my friends sent me the hint, right? They sent me the connection. They said, check out this band. And that's where we got the neighborhood band song for today. They are just fantastic. So, you know, I can't do this alone, guys. It's like a band doing a radio show. I do need some help from time to time. And I need collaborators, and I need folks with ideas. So if you have an idea for a show, let me know. And if you're a kid out there, let a grown-up know that they can go online and they can email me, right? They can find my email, and they can find previous episodes of Amy's Kids Show at my newly named website, amyvt.com. You'll find me there. Send me your ideas, folks. You're the greatest. We're going to keep celebrating bands next week. Thanks for joining me. Have a lot of fun.
Pass the baton around the circle and try not to let it drop. Pass the baton around the circle until you hear the music stop. And when you hear the music stop, if you have the baton in your hand, lift your head up nice and tall, proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band. Stop! Who has the baton? Lift your head up nice and tall, proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band. Play the flute with a rooty tooty 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 toot. Play the drum with a rum tum 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 tum. Play the trumpet clearly, let it blare. Crash the cymbals. Who has the baton? Lift your head up nice and tall. Proudest of us all, you're the leader of the band.